Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Just a few days ago, I was part of history. And it's not even February. It's not even Black History Month. And your girl is making history. I saw Governor Tim Walz in Ramsey County, and they were doing proclamations for Disability Employment Awareness Month. And I thought, this is great. This is amazing. But then I kept thinking, are there any job fears going on for people with disabilities? More specifically, adults with autism. I have three children on the spectrum. And right now, they're 10 and 9 and 8. But at some point, they're going to be 18, 19, and 20. They're going to need to work. And of course, I can call up somebody and say, hey, come on, Hy-Vee. Come on, Bremer Bank. Come on, Metro Transit. Come on, Minneapolis Police. Come on, Anderson Windows. Give my kids an opportunity. And they'll likely get an entry-level job and work really hard and earn a living and be able to get out of my house, because that's the goal. But what about all those other parents whose kids aren't able to call somebody? The parents don't have those connections. What happens to their children? And the thing about having developmental delays and special needs is there's lots of services available when you are young. The school is set up, there's therapy centers, there's day camps and treatment programs. But once you turn 18, 19, 20, 21, all that stuff stops. And then the parents are left to try to figure it out all by themselves. You know, one in 36 kids in Minnesota has autism. At some point, that's going to be one in 36 adults. And I want to make sure that I'm doing my part to help those one in 36 adults with autism have a better quality of life. And so I say, you know, I'm going to do a job fair for adults with autism. And somebody said, have you ever done a job fair before? Nope. First time for everything. So I partner with Minnesota's Deed and Career Force, and we've got some space available. I called up the companies that partner with my podcasting network and partner in community with me, and they came and set up booths. And, you know, they said, well, how many people are you expecting? I said, I have no idea. Didn't I just tell you I've never done a job fair before in my life? And they said, well, what are you going to do? We don't understand. I said, this is needed and important, and we're going to make it happen. So we got fidgets, we set up quiet rooms, we got career counselors, and we opened the doors. This job fair, y'all, was 2 hours, 10 to noon. Do y'all know that 400 adults with autism came to this event? And I was just overwhelmed. I tried to hold it together, but I cried all the way home. And one of the things that touched me the most, including that people left out of there with hope, left out of there with jobs, left out of there with opportunities for interviews, they felt seen and heard and needed, was T.C. Bear from the Twins. he came and, you know, got all suited up and he was walking around. And I mean, he just lightened the mood because a lot of people were anxious. And there was this one young man with autism in his 20s. And his mom was standing by the door and she didn't want to go in. She was trying to give him his space, but she was keeping an eye on him. And she said, this is the first time that he's ever sat down to talk to strangers. And T.C. Bear heard her tell me that. And he went over and sat with that young man for that job fair while he was doing an interview for a mechanic position at Metro Transit. And y'all, let me tell y'all, it wasn't a dry eye in the room. Every parent was boo-hoo crying. I was crying. It was just amazing. And he sat there and he, you know, lightened the mood and lightened the load and rubbed that guy on his back. And it was just amazing to see. And so I had to invite my friends from Metro Transit to come on the Shaletta Show because Aubrey Henry, he's joining me now courtesy of the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Can I just say thank y'all for rocking with me? Because none of us knew what to expect. But you all sent two recruiters there, set up your booth, and it was beautiful.
Absolutely, absolutely. See, Metro Transit, we're hiring. We're hiring, we're hiring, we're hiring. I just want to get that word out there. What we're looking for mechanic technicians. And some of the work that these mechanic technicians are going to be doing, you're going to be diagnosing mechanical failures. You're going to be doing preventative maintenance on the buses. And not only that, we're looking for mechanic technicians to work on light rail. We're looking for them to work on commuter rail. You know, we also have our non-revenue department. So this department focuses on trucks, cars, lawnmowers, chainsaw, weed whip, you know, small stuff to big stuff that are non-bus and light rail and commuter rail. And one of the important things that I want you to know right now, that the pay is anywhere from $30 up to $41 an hour. And not only that, we got a sign-on bonus as well.
Well, you got to tell us how people can sign up because people are hearing this. I can't even listen to what you're saying because I'm getting text messages from some of the parents who are not able to bring their kids to the job fair because they were working and couldn't get away. They want to know how they can get signed up. Where do they go to find out more information?
No problem. Absolutely. I'll tell you. So I would encourage everyone to turn up the volume on their device right now and listen up. It is metrotransit.org/mechanic-hiring.
Okay, say that one more time because I want to make sure everybody heard it.
One more time for sure. We're going to do it. metrotransit.org/mechanic-hiring.
All right. That is Aubrey Henry with Metro Transit. I just can't thank them enough for their partnership out there with me on Thursday, hiring and interviewing adults with autism for Disability Awareness Month. And I tell you, I can't even look up because I'm getting dinged and pinged and DM'd from parents who were not able to get to the event with their autistic adult children, but wanted more information. And I'm so glad that Aubrey came on courtesy of the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline to talk more about those mechanic positions. There was one adult autistic man who we didn't start the job fair until 10 o'clock. And he got there at 6, maybe. It was definitely before morning. And when we showed up to get set up, he had been there for quite some time because he wanted one of these mechanic jobs. Such a good job and a good opportunity for people with autism who love to fix things, who love to build things, who love to solve problems and work with their hands. If you know an adult with autism, you're a teacher or a counselor, and you can pass this information on to someone who would benefit from it, please do, because it might not only change their life, but save their life. We'll be back. Okay, everybody saying I'm crazy. I have gone overboard. I don't care. When am I again going to get an Academy Award nominee, a Golden Globe nominee, a two-time NAACP Image Award nominated actor in the studio on the Shaletta Show? I got to throw it all against the wall. Call it stalking. I don't really care. Okay, I don't. I tell you what, whether it's stalking or not, he's not going to forget me when he leaves here. It's either going to be a really great story when he talks about Shaletta Brundage, or it's going to be a really bad story. Y'all know how I ball out when celebrities come to town. Do y'all not remember? It was minus 115 degrees outside when Oprah Winfrey came to town for her speaking tour, right? And it was a Weight Watchers tour's vision tour. And she had us all at the St. Paul XL Energy Center. And we were all motivated. And so I was sitting there and I was like, I want to meet Oprah. I know it's 35,000 other people in here. And I'm sure they're great folks. But I want to meet Oprah. So I thought I found the hotel she was staying in. That's what I thought. Because somebody tipped me off, and apparently that tipster was incorrect, that she was staying at the St. Paul Hotel. So that night, I got my kids in the blankets, and I told them we were going to take a field trip. And we staked out St. Paul Hotel, waiting on Oprah to come through. You know, it was cold and it started getting late. And so we had to go back home because the kids starts falling asleep and they want to use the restroom. And you know how I'm by using public restrooms. And so we went back home and Sean was like, where were y'all? I was like, oh, we took a field trip and the kids snitched on me. They said, mom is outside of Oprah's hotel room, daddy. She's waiting on Oprah to come outside. And I said, listen, Sean, unless you want us to have a really big fight right now, get in the car and help me stalk Oprah. I need you to go to the back of the hotel. I'm going to the front of the hotel. So it was a whole family stalking mission at minus 113 degrees at the St. Paul Hotel, which apparently was the wrong hotel. We did not know that. She was staying in Minneapolis and had left the night after her event. We were there the next morning thinking, surely after she has breakfast, she's going to leave. No, she had been gone. But she saw the social media posts. And she shouted me out. That was like almost. It was like social media meeting Oprah. Okay? So I was okay with it. I still want to, on my vision board, it says, have lunch with Oprah and Stedman. That's what it says. Okay? So y'all know how I do. And you remember when Michelle Obama came to town? I wanted to meet Michelle Obama. That was like, I got my Michelle Obama shoes on right now. And I said, I want to meet Michelle Obama. How can I get her attention? So Sean went out of town on a business trip. And I went over to Image 360 in Woodbury. And I bought a huge banner to hang over my two-story house. We couldn't get in the garage. We couldn't see out the windows. Why? Because we had a banner on the side of the house. The only reason we didn't have a mural was because it was too cold and none of the painters wanted to paint a permanent mural of Michelle Obama's face on the side of my house. I didn't care. We don't have any zoning. I wasn't going to get in trouble. No, what do you call those folks where they have all the zonings and the residents association. We didn't have that. So I could have done whatever I wanted to do. Nobody would do the mural. So I got the banner. Okay. And she didn't see it, but she shouted me out on social media. So I was okay with it. It's like a social media meeting. But I'm tired of these social media meetings. I want to meet the celebrities up close and personal. So my stalking, they can see and feel, I shouldn't say stalking, my excitement, my passion, my drive for the entertainers that I love can be felt beyond social media. So I've gotten a shout out from Oprah on social media. I've gotten a shout out from Michelle Obama on social media. Got a shout out from Valerie Jarrett. Valerie Jarrett was in the Twin Cities. She was a featured speaker at the Martin Luther King Breakfast. Now, I'm going to just tell you that annual event draws thousands of Minnesota residents. We come together. We celebrate Dr. King's legacy. We strategize for the next year about how we're going to make it better for all of us, not just a certain few. Right. And so Valerie Jarrett was speaking, and I was like, I want to meet Valerie Jarrett. So me and one of my coworkers, not to be named because she doesn't want to be brought up on charges, but it's Jessica Brandt. We were there together, and I said, Jessica, let's break in a dressing room. And Jessica was like, oh, my God, they told me not to find you. And I did anyway. I should have known not to. I was like, come on, girl, we could do this. And so I hyped her up. I was like, after the event, when everybody's shaking hands and meeting, we're going to bomb rush the dressing room and we're going to get a chance to meet her. And Jessica was like, okay, Shaletta, whew, all right, let's do it. I'm okay. I've called some loved ones. If we need to be bailed out, they're on standby. They understand how to take the collect call. Okay, great, let's do it. So we bomb rushed the dressing room. Valerie Jarrett was gone. But I did take the cup she was drinking out of. They had some tea, some grape, some cheese, and I think the spoon, because it had a lipstick print on it. So I took the spoon. Still have those things. They're in my house on my dresser. And she saw the video of us breaking in her dressing room. And she reposted it with three laughing emojis. So again, y'all, do you see a pattern of behavior here? Again, with the social media meeting. So excuse me for being extra excited that Terrence Howard decided to come into the studio to hang out with me in just a few minutes instead of, doing it on the phone or exchanging, you know, social media messages. I really need to like meet him like I met A-Rod. Did I tell you about the time I met A-Rod? Okay, so since we're talking about the time I meet people. So I was on social media again, and one of my social media followers said, hey, Shaletta, did you know A-Rod was having an event for small business owners? And I said, no, I didn't, but I am a small business owner. I'm going to go down, and I'm going to meet A-Rod. So I get to the event over at the Mall of America, and it's a huge event, and there's thousands of small business owners, and everybody's there, and there's lectures, and there's seminars, and there's food, and there's drinks. And I'm like, uh-huh, this is nice. Where's A-Rod? A-Rod, where is A-Rod at? That's who I came here to meet. This is nice for my business and everything, but I got to meet A-Rod. And so somebody said, come with me. So we go to this back secret private room, and there stands A-Rod. And we are hanging out, and we are chopping it up, and we're talking, and we take pictures, and we get some video, and life is good. But then I thought, oh, man, only people know about this are the 20 VIPs in this room. I need to rub this in Chad Hartman's face. I need Adam Carter to know that I'm more important than him. How are we going to let the world know that I just met A-Rod? And so without even asking, Jesus loves me special because I'm cute, A-Rod sends out a social media post and says, hey, Shaletta, it was great to meet you. What you say about that? So then Chad Hartman, of course, sees it because I tagged him 51 times, and I made sure to DM it to Adam and Mark Fry, Steve Simpson, and pretty much everybody that I knew. So I don't know which one I enjoy most when I'm meeting celebrities and famous people, because it is good to meet them in person and to take the picture and get to know them and engage in conversation if you get that opportunity, right? But then how do you let the world know that it just happened? So I do also enjoy my social media meetings, because when Oprah tweeted me, then her 33 million followers saw it. Then everybody wants to know who Shaletta is. And when Michelle Obama tweeted me, then her 12 million people, you know, they looked me up. And then A-Rod, of course, you know, sent a note out, said he was happy to meet me. So I am glad that I got to meet A-Rod in person. But I have to say, there is value, lots of value, in meeting the celebrities online. Now, Don't forget, if you have missed any portion of the show, Josh is working really hard to get it up online at WCCORadio.com. Look for the Shaletta Show, and there you can find all of our guests, all of our interviews, all of our segments. And I tell you, we have had an amazing show today, and we still got a lot coming up. We have talked to our political expert here on the Shaletta Show, Brian McDaniel with Hilden Advocacy and Law, because Minnesota was amazing this week. Everybody was talking about Minnesota politics. I loved it. I sat back with popcorn and watched it. They had live reporters here at our state capitol. Our reporters were live in D.C. It was beautiful to see, right? Also talked about that big autism job fair I had and how Metro Transit is still.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Still hiring right now for mechanics. Almost $40 an hour if you know someone looking for work. But coming up next, the one, the only Terrence Howard. I'm fussing at Josh like, get video of Terrence Howard laughing. I'm making Terrence Howard laugh.
That was hilarious. I have never in my life heard a more condensed and perfect, efficient way of that. That was expeditious. That's how you tell the weather. It's cold, damn it.
It's cold, and that's it. We're done. And we're done. It's over. It's cold. And this is nothing for you. You grew up in Cleveland.
Yeah.
This is nice. You got your winter suit on. You're looking good. Yeah. You said you were waiting for the cold weather.
I've been waiting to be out where, because in L.A., it's too hot. 90% of the time, it's over 100 degrees. You're burning up. And you go out, there's nothing, everything is too hot to have on. And I like clothes, man. I like putting on layers. I like having the pantheon of colors that dance out. And you don't get that in LA, without losing your manhood a bit, you know. But in the East, a brother can put on some really nice clothes,
yeah,
and nice sweater, nice jacket, nice scarf, nice chapeau, and kill it.
You were killing it last night. Your new movie premiered in front of a live audience at the, yeah, Twin Cities Film Festival. How nervous were you to have us all watching it for the first time?
I was scared to death because this is one of those nuanced movies. It's not the average film where you kind of get a picture of, yeah, you know who the good guy is. You do know who the villain is. But you don't know how the things are going to play out because there's so many special effects today, and killing has become an art in itself. You know, how you hold the gun, how you twist the gun, how you use the sword. There's so many McGraw, different ways of beating up somebody. So you'd never expect just that old Western approach,
yeah,
to telling stories or telling pictures of violence, you know, in a traditional community kind of way. I love this. My character didn't curse.
Right. You know, your character was amazing. We're talking about Showdown at the Grand. It premiered last night in front of a live audience for the first time at the Twin Cities Film Festival. And I have to say, there were a lot of twists and turns. My heart was beating. I had to stop for a minute and go out and compose myself because I can't let my blood pressure get that high. I got four kids to raise. I can't be letting you drive up my blood pressure, Terrence Howard, with this exciting movie. But it was so different, and it was so new. And I saw you as an actor do something new and different with this role. Talk to me about that.
What I love about, like, I had a conversation with Sidney Poitier the year I was nominated for or the year Crash was nominated. And I asked him, are you going to do any more work, man? Are you going to? And he said, no, I'm retired. And I was like, why? He was like, well, I'm 73, 83 now. I think it was about 80. He was like, I got maybe 10 years left in me. He said, I don't want to spend the last 10 years of my life doing an impersonation of myself. Mm. Now, I'm 54, and I've played a lot of characters, but there are not really a great deal of diversity in how they're writing characters anymore. So you end up doing an impersonate. They want Terrence Howard from this movie, and they want you to do an impersonation of that. Well, with this character, there was no way. I've never approached a George Fuller. I've never had someone who was autistic and ran a movie theater and lived in his own world and had his own set of rules that he was trying to juxtapose to the rules of society. But the rules of society doesn't fit with the rules of moral courage and ethical nature and the things that we need that the community is built on. And he's put in a quagmire. And as a result of it, this vigilante shows up in him. And he doesn't know how to sword fight. He doesn't know nothing about sword fights. So he watches a movie like he's Neo. And he's going to download in one sitting of a movie how to use a sword properly. But he believes it and goes out. I loved this guy. I loved it. But I was scared having everybody watch it because I didn't know if people would really bond to it. But Orson Oblowitz, he murdered it. I think Dolph Lundgren for the win.
Oh, my God.
Because he was great.
He was amazing. Oh, my God. It was just like I couldn't believe it. And I have to tell you that I had a special connection to this movie because I have four children. Three of them have autism.
Two of mine now. Yeah.
Really? Yeah. So we're bonded now.
Yeah, you know that the challenges, because what you keep hoping is, all right, well, this is just a phase. They're going to get out of it. They're going to come out of it.
They'll be fine.
A couple years, and then you're like, oh, these are my boys.
Yeah.
Let me get to know them for what they love. Let me not try and force them into this other box, because the truth is they're brilliant.
Brilliant.
And passionate and in touch with their emotions in a way that they're untouched. They're innocent.
Mm-hmm.
They're innocent. They haven't learned to be human yet.
Yeah. It is beautiful. My son Daniel is 8, and he is doing math on a 12th grade level, putting, you know, graphs together that, you know, boggles the mind of my husband, who graduated from Meharry Medical College, and my 12th grader, who is actually in honors algebra, can't figure it out together.
Oh, I love that.
Yes.
I do with my 8-year-old, who likes to repeat a lot of things. I was like, okay. So I showed him a calculator, and I can ask him, you know, what's the square root of 5? He'll be like 2.23, 60, 60, 67,
exactly.
74, 99, 74, 94. He will run them off. I was like, what's the square root of that? 1.495, and plays with it and dances. And I'm like, wow. Look at this gift, because he's being encouraged towards what his characteristics and the power he has.
Okay, now we're going to talk about that, because I was trying to get my son to do more with socialization and reading. And somebody said, why don't you just encourage him with this math? He's great at math. Why aren't you doing more of that? And it turned a light on for me. It opened a door. And I was like, you know what? If he don't make AI one friend, if he don't read AI one book, we're going to get on these numbers.
Well, I tell you what you can do to marry the numbers in the books. If you take the letters of the alphabet, those 26 letters, mm-hmm. and every 9 letters you start over again at 1, then there's a relationship between 1 and 9, between A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J.
Right.
And then you'll repeat that. And now when they're putting the letters together for words, you'll be like, what is the math? How much does that letter,
wow,
does that word equal in mathematically? And then you do a grid 9 system. Like I said,
yes,
we're doing under 9, where you add, if you have 25 or 352, you add all of those numbers until they just equal one number. And that grid 9 system, it will give, there's color associations to it.
Man, I'm
there's
taking notes.
Geometry associated to
notes.
It.
I'm taking notes. This is beautiful. Helping my kids.
Yeah,
helping,
and that's all kids. We want to do, because they're the younger versions of ourselves.
That's it. That's it. Okay, we are going to talk about the younger version of you. You have been in this business 30 years. How did you get this staying power? How did you, there's so many people who came in with you who have dropped off. You are still here. You are still doing it on levels that we still haven't seen yet. More with Terrence Howard when we come back.
Woo!
He's played Lucius Lyon, Quentin Spivey, Gossie McGee, AC Collins, and he is here, the real life Terrence Howard on the Shaletta Show. Now, my favorite character that you've played is Quentin Spivey.
Oh, I love Quentin. Q got me more than, because when I did The Best Man back in 94, here Taye Diggs had just killed it with How Stella Got Her Groove Back, so everything was Taye Diggs. Morris Chestnut had just come out of all those great films, you know, Boys in the Hood and all of that. So Mo' Nutt, everybody wanted Mo' Nutt. And then you had Harold Perrineau, who had just finished the film with Leonardo DiCaprio with Romeo and Juliet, and he had did the thing with Alec Baldwin and Anthony Hopkins with The Big Bear. So you got these people that were murdering the game, and you have me on the dance, and it was a head-cutting thing. We were all there to cut each other down, not to break each other, but there was only going to be one that was going to walk away with it. And it was black people at their excellence, at their top of their game.
Oh,
we brought that monster, every single one. So I love Quentin, because Quentin was competitive.
Oh, my God. And he's the friend that everyone has. You love him and you hate him all at the same time. You want him around and you want him to go.
Yeah, because he's going to be honest with you. He's that mirror.
And you were honest with me this morning. You came in. I had everything all set up out there. I said, you know, would you like some water? And you said, is it bottled water? What kind of bottled water? And you didn't take the plastic bottled water.
Well, because there's two types of plastic that's in people's use today. And there's a few other ones. But the biggest one is bisphenol or BPAs. That's the hard plastic that we have. And then there is phthalates. It's a tricky word, phthalates. This is the soft plastic. The bottled water is the soft plastic. The problem is our DNA is made up of carbon, hydrogen, nitrogen, oxygen, phosphorus, and carbon, hydrogen, nitrogen, oxygen, phosphorus. That's
okay.
All five. So carbon, the BPAs, the plastic, is made from carbon. In our body, we use carbon. Carbon mimics estrogen. So when we drink the bisphenol, the hard plastic, that BPA, that goes into our system. It mimics estrogen. There's water memory. Water remembers and retains the memory of the container it is in. It's been proven scientifically. There's a number of papers on water's ability to remember. Mm-hmm. So the water takes on the structure of the carbon. When you have these adrenal glands, you have adrenal receptors running through your body. And for a woman, that if the adrenal receptors are empty, then their ovaries will produce estrogen or progesterone for, say, we need that to keep them in balance. For a man, the adrenal glands or the adrenal receptors are going through. If they're empty, then the testes will produce testosterone. Well, when you have plastic from the bisphenol, the BPAs, or from the phthalates, it mimics estrogen in the body. So it fills all of those small adrenal receptors. So now the testes doesn't produce testosterone. So the men become effeminized. because their body isn't producing the testosterone. They found that if a woman is pregnant or in utero and she's drinking from plastic bottles or using plastic, then the ADG, the anus to groin gap, that's supposed to be at least twice as large, twice the distance between a male and a female, they will find that the males will have micro penises and the AGD will be much smaller, comparable to a female. And that the young man, no matter what, even if his mother stops drinking plastic or he stops using plastic, he's forever changed. Now, if I stop drinking plastic today and my testosterone levels has dropped, within 3 months of no drinking from plastic containers, my testosterone level goes back to normal. Our woman's estrogen levels go back to normal. Otherwise, we are becoming more and more effeminate. Now, the biggest problem with that, in 1970, the average healthy ejaculation had 250 to 500 million sperm in it.
Mm-hmm.
for a human.
Right.
In 2022, they did a test. The paper came back. It said a healthy ejaculation was anywhere from 15 to 20 million sperm today. That's a 2.64% drop per year. So since 1970, that means if you put it on a graph, that means by 2045, there will be no males left on the planet able to produce sperm, not just from humans, but from all species because of the plastics that's been placed in the water. We're talking about a sixth extinction event that we cannot even turn around from. So get rid of the plastic.
Okay.
It will effeminize you. Get a bottle of water.
It is going in the trash. I just threw it in. That was the noise you heard. That was going in the trash.
If you look up endocrine disruptors.
You just broke it down.
Look up endocrine disruptors, YouTube endocrine disruptors and plastic. You will never use plastic in food or anything again.
I'm going to throw it away.
And we need that because they're not telling us that.
No.
Because I think they're trying to cause, the one thing they definitely want to do is decrease the population. They've been trying to sterilize black people for the longest time. Now they're sterilizing the entire planet.
Oh, no. We're not.
So we have to start thinking about what we're doing. It just because they make it convenient and easy don't mean it's what we need.
Yeah. Well, what I need is for you to check out that that stack of stuff I got there. Now, first, we talked about our children and they have autism. I want you to know that look at you.
Loving this picture.
So you weren't supposed to see the picture yet. Okay.
You said open up the stack that's in front of me.
Okay, I was supposed to put the pictures at the bottom. Okay, so the reason that I got a chance to meet you is because I bid on an auction item for meet and greet. And if you look at that picture, that's Nancy Corsa. So
yes.
Nancy has more money than I do. So there's no way I could outbid her. But I grew up watching Houston wrestling. Paul Bosch, Junkyard Dog, Ted DiBiase, Kerry Von Erich, all those guys. So I jumped on Nancy's back and I put her in a figure four. I put my legs around her and she couldn't hold her paddle up. So I won the bid. So that's a how
that's
we started.
How you get
that's
that bid. That's that picture.
Bid. That's the picture. And how it's going is last night we hug out on the red carpet, took our picture. So you take that back with you, put it up in the living room, tell your family we said hey from Minnesota. And you, your kids have autism. The character in the movie that we watch, Showdown at the Grand, has autism. My three children, I've written children's books about my babies and their autism to offer hope to other families that things can and will be better.
Yeah, you just have to trust that the universe, everything happens in the universe to effectuate universal equanimity, to effectuate cosmic balance. Every characteristic that our children have is for the purpose of balancing universal karma. So we have to trust that the universe don't make mistakes.
No.
Work with it,
not against it. And so I have those books for you to share with your children. One about my son, Brandon. One about my daughter, Cameron.
Kieran loves signs. Anytime he will stop you to read every possible sign. And I look at it and every sign he reads as if it's the first time he's ever seen the sign, ever seen anything like that. And I'm like, why do I want to take that away from him?
No,
you know,
you don't.
Why do
you
I
don't.
Want him to be normal when he's so wonderful.
Just like he is. Just like he is. So enjoy those books
Daniel
about my kids.
Finds his voice.
Yeah.
Brandon spots his sign.
Yeah.
That would be Karen spots his sign. Hero finds his voice.
Yeah.
I can't
and then
wait
my
for
daughter
you to meet
Cameron.
My little ones.
I can't wait for you to read those to your children. And that's my daughter Cameron, little black girl. They had labeled her a discipline problem when really all she needed was her autism diagnosis.
Yep.
And so we wrote that book to educate her normal developing friends about children with autism. So they all signed their book to love Mr. Terrence. If you look in the front of the book, they all say to Mr.
I
Terrence.
See it.
So they wanted to personalize it and wanted me to pass it on to you.
Wow.
And that picture we took last night, I made a T-shirt. So the T-shirt is right there.
It's right here.
It's right there. That's me and you.
You
boo.
Get it done.
Oh,
you do
no, I'm
not
playing.
Wait.
I'm not playing. I'm a stalker to the 10th level. I'm not. What Steve Harvey said, rich people don't sleep. I was knocking on doors last night. Open that thing up so you can see. That's us, me and you, last night at the
I am going to cut off your skin and wear it to my birthday party. You, I love you.
Now that goes with the little red bag. Kevin, pass him that bag for me.
Right,
that little red bag. I don't know if these folks have been working you so much that you have not had a chance to go to the Mall of America, but I went this morning and did some shopping for you. I know you love Prince, so in that bag there is a book about Prince. There is a Prince sweatshirt.
Yeah.
There is an NFL Vikings jersey. One of our stud players, Jefferson, his Vikings jersey is in there for you. And we've
did
got
he sign it?
No, he wouldn't answer the phone. You
Yo,
know I
dude,
tried to. You
dude,
know I tried
on,
to.
Man.
You know I already
come
called.
Come on, man. I'll be there for you.
Him.
How you gonna give me a shirt and not sign it, man? You gonna beef? We gonna have beef now? I got your shirt and no signature.
No signature. And a hat. So you can wear that Minnesota hat back to L.A. on those hot days. But we just wanted to say how we appreciate you. Congratulations on your award, your achievement award at the Twin Cities Film Festival. This movie showdown at the Grand. Folks have got to see it. It is amazing. And we just wanted to send you back home with some love from Minnesota.
Okay, well, I'm Minnesota might become my home.
Come, don't play with me. We don't have no taxes on clothes. You like to shop.
We love. Well,
you like
all my
shop.
Clothes are write off anyway. So if y'all don't know that, you can write off any clothing that you wear if you're using it to promote your business.
Mm,
anything that you are buying, if you're using it to promote your business or associate it with your business, that is a tax write off.
Okay.
Use those write offs.
We will.
You know, you. Take advantage of the gifts that have been given to us through Congress.
Yes, and I have taken advantage of this interview, taking advantage of your time. I know you got to run. Your people are pushing you out the door. Terrence Howard joined the Shaletta Show today, y'all. Say bye to the people.
I'm going to say goodbye, but this is a short goodbye. In a minute, it's going to be a good morning because we're going to find a home here. I'm serious. We really like this spot. You know, if y'all know some great places out there, then, you know, welcome us here because this is far enough from China so the ICBMs can't hit us from China. And there's nothing's going to come here out of the Atlantic Ocean, I don't think. I think we'll be all right from
there. Yeah, we're good here.
And the Canadians ain't going to do nothing. We should go take over Canada.
Yeah, let's go.
Why haven't we taken over Canada?
Let's go. What are we waiting on?
Why is that a free country? Why haven't we annexed Canada?
Josh is waiting for us to hush. Play the commercials, Josh.
That's